Like to welcome everyone to our chime in call for the month of what is this? This is March. We just had St. Patrick's Day yesterday. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And you might notice that I'm sitting next to a special someone. This is Joe Gagnon, and he is the founder and creator of the High Performance Life, among many other things. And we're going to talk to Joe. He's going to share a little bit with you about what he's doing. Everyone who is listening right now live or later in the archive, you've all no doubt become familiar with him, his 6-continent challenge that is so exciting and it's coming out. But before we start, I just want to invite everybody to turn within for a moment and just take a big deep breath, including the dogs. And let go of any stress, any worry, any of the trying to figure out how to get on the Zoom call today or any background noise. Just for right now, imagine that you can just completely let go of anything and everything that you don't want to carry into the next hour or into the rest of your life for that matter. And because nature abhors a vacuum, allow the energy that you prefer to just fill you up. Imagine that you can breathe it in like you're standing beneath a giant, beautiful waterfall, and it's filling you up with the best energy, love, confidence, calm, peace, abundance, whatever it is that you most want to carry with you and absorb with you throughout the remainder of our time today. So just know that you're already filled with that, and we're all connected from this high vantage point. And we know that in this short time that we have together today, everything that we need to share gets shared and accomplished with grace and ease for the highest good of all. So it is. Amen. All right. So welcome. And I'd like to, just while Joe kind of does his wrap, let's, if you could mute your
for a moment. Do you let us know who's here? The 61 number, who would that be?
That would be, I got it. I'll just do that. And then I'll unmute afterwards. But for right now, because Joe is about to run the LA Marathon in just a few hours.
Tomorrow morning, yeah.
We've only got about 15 minutes with him. So I thought I would just open the floor up to Joe to share what are you thinking and feeling just really like, I don't know how many, it's like 2 weeks?
Three, yeah. From Monday, yeah.
3 weeks from this, something that you've never done before, that's a right. Stretch even for you, uber athlete, is that a word?
Sure.
Elite athlete, I like that because it rhymes. So how are you feeling? What's going through your mind and your heart?
Oh, well. Excitement, you know, in 3 weeks feels like it's about a day's worth of time. We have still a lot to do. Mm-hmm. Been working on it for probably 6 months, you know, of planning and thinking and coordinating. Each of the locations, I think, is pretty close to ready. You know, that means mm-hmm. having the route set, having logistics organized, having the, you know, the backup plans in place. And then if we're meeting a chime in ambassador, getting that coordinated, meeting some of the schools that we're going to meet. It's just a logistical challenge that, you know, took this much time of the past few months to get that together. So I feel good about that. My training has been going great. I've averaged just about 95 miles a week since January. You know, I had run a bunch last year north of 3,000 miles, but this would put me on a pace for 5,000 this year, which I'm not sure I'll finish 5,000, but I feel good, you know, everything is holding together really, really well. I'm starting to increase a little bit of what I'm eating to maintain my strength. I have my last warm-up run tomorrow at the LA Marathon. And then it's just going to flow, you know, this thing is just going to sort of, it has its natural momentum that's building. We've had some fantastic press, two radio interviews that were really, really cool, one with a sports talk radio, one with sort of a morning talk show kind of thing, one out of Baton Rouge and one out of Minneapolis. You know, they went on for 20, 25 minutes.
Right.
Which is really just a blast. I did a morning show on TV in Phoenix this past week. We've had 2 articles published. We have 4 in the works. The momentum's building. We have our our final end destination with a partner school that we're going to be able to sort of make a big deal out of. Yeah. And so that's like just, you know, like over the top exciting, because now we're going to create this thread around the world, you know, that Chaimin sort of was the igniter for. You know, we said, okay, let's talk about youth empowerment. Let's talk about youth ambassadors. Let's talk about mentoring. Let's talk about, you know, the art of the possible, and we can do more than we think we can. And then have a destination like New Roads, which is a, you know, a really eclectic, amazing, high performance, and at the same time,
high school, right?
Yeah, high school, culturally diverse and representative of the world, you know, and to bring that together sort of as the starting point and the end point and connecting it all through the other parts of what we do as an organization. I mean, you know, we are actually doing something on a global scale that's only going to sort of mushroom out of this, and the excitement from that yesterday is just like, you know, palpitating, you know, just we're vibrating with like overwhelming excitement, because now I think what you see is what we set out to do is getting validated every step along the way. And by a diverse population who have similar mission and values, but maybe different interests, and those interests are coming together. I mean, and I'm just, you know, so honored and humbled to be able to participate in this. I mean, think about it, like in all of these cities, you know, in Sydney and in Singapore, Johannesburg, London, Sao Paulo, LA, I have a set of volunteers who are going to help. People who have just said, I'm going to give up my time because this mission is amazing. The South Africa one, I think, is going to be just so emotional because they see this as one of the elements of hope. I mean, the country is still struggling, you know, to get out of its history. Mm. And they see that I'm going there, that I chose Johannesburg as a very big statement, that it's important to them and the people who are involved. And so, you know, it'll be iconic in the visual images. Mm-hmm. It'll be emotional in the people we touch. It'll be sustaining because of the way that we're building it. I mean, like, I don't know what else to do but other than just go run and just like get going, boy.
Run, wow. Joe, run. I want to also just presence that because of you, you played a large role in us being able to go to Colombia and Guatemala this last December. So thank you for
being
our sponsor. And so I just wanted to do a shout out about that.
Thanks. It's nice to be involved. I wish I could have been there, as you know.
You were.
I found out late. So whatever way I can help and contribute, you know, one of the things that I feel really strongly about is I've had a very sort of blessed life partially because of what I chose to do, but, you know, sort of the way that it's rolled. And I feel like this point forward, my mission is to help others find their way to that life. And however I can support that, if it's my time, my energy, financially, you know, emotionally, just whatever I could do so that others can just feel that same sort of like, wow, it was worth being here kind of feeling, like, wow, a realization and actualization of the potential that we have, then you know, this gets only better.
Yeah. So we have a few more minutes with Joe. I have one more question for him, and then I'm going to open it up to anybody who has a quick question for Joe before you get a chance to hopefully meet him during the Six Continent Challenge. So one of the things we talked about a couple weeks ago, the hero's journey plays a huge role in what we do at Chaimin. We use that as the backdrop for almost everything we do. And I just finished reading a book called The War of Art by Stephen Pressfield, and I'm recommending it to all our youth ambassadors because it addresses directly the quality in the hero's journey that usually gets really overlooked, and it's called resistance. Mm. Resistance to the call. Everyone gets called. Everyone gets that tap on the shoulder, but not everybody shows up or shows up consistently when things don't go smoothly or when there's a bump in the road. And you are somebody who knows how to look adversity in the eye and say, move, like you're flicking a little fly. So I'm going to open up the mics, but I want, while I'm doing that, can you address how you do resistance so well? Like you flatten it out like it's a bug in the road.
I think the reason is because I embrace it as what I'm looking for. I mean, actually, I don't see it as an obstacle. I see it as a destination. I actually find that through it, that I get a return that's bigger than anything I could ever get. I mean, I don't know what you get if you become content or complacent. There's nothing. But through resistance, it says, oh, hey, do something. Figure it out. Work it through. What power do you have? And then I get surprised by what I find. And then it's just self-reinforcing. And so, as I've told everyone, part of this six continent challenge is I actually want to go to that place that I haven't been, feelings that I've never felt. They might sometimes feel scary, but I'm actually so curious to know what that'll feel like and to sit there and say, okay, now what do I do with it? And so it's just turning it around the opposite way. Instead of finding it as the thing you avoid, it's the thing you embrace. And then there is no real resistance because you want it.
I love the quote I heard on one of your radio shows. And by the way, if you haven't had a chance to hear the radio shows he's been on lately, they are so inspirational, especially to work out to. I listen to Joe when I'm working out, when I'm like, oh, I'm tired. I hear his voice and I'm like, no, I'm not. I can do another mile. But you said something about instead of like when you leap into the unknown, why most people don't leap into the unknown is because they're afraid of pain. But instead you go, what do you say?
Well, I would say
you go looking for it.
Well, there's two things. One, let the pain come to you.
That's it. Let the pain come to you instead of running from it.
Yeah, it will. And it does. And it's okay.
On any,
I think that what we do is we sort of create this resistance or this fear of pain, but this is not bad stuff, right? We're not talking about like an arm that's broken in half, right? We're talking about just some stimulus response that we have to normalize. Look, I mean, if pain was so bad, no one would ever have a baby again. You know, we take things in our lives and we actually can create distance from it, and we'll do it again because actually we know that that process is actually good for us,
right,
and good for everyone else. But if you anticipate it too much, then what happens is then you start to hide from it. And so I go in and figure it'll happen. And when it does, that's okay because we can understand it and we're good with it and move on.
And we're not just talking about the physical pain.
No.
It's like even like for most everybody here on Chime In, the youth ambassadors, mostly this is about becoming a leader, stepping out of your comfort zone. So that might look like your ego getting a bruise. Like if you forget something or if you say the wrong thing or if, you know, that kind of thing. But it's like, you know, moving toward it as opposed to, so say that quote again so that we can.
Yeah, let the pain come to you. So I'm actually pretty good in my fitness stuff because I was an entrepreneur. You know, I mean, one thing great about America, I have to say, is that we actually celebrate failure in business. We allow you to fail miserably. I started a business. I lost $42 million. People still hire me.
Woo!
You know, if I was in another country, that's a failure. We celebrate that. We understand that that's how we learn. And people hire me and want me because of what I learned through those processes. You know, like 4 hours from bankruptcy, right? I live there a lot. And how do you react in that moment? Right? That moment is an opportunity for leadership, not retreat. I mean, through that moment, you show people the path forward and they follow you. And so almost everything that I ended up doing later in the fitness world played out in my life and in my career, where I stepped into these spots that no one else wanted to be in, and you show leadership, and that's what people want to see. Now, that doesn't mean you're always right. It doesn't, like my favorite sort of story, I was a CEO for a while, and my board chairman, I asked him after 6 months how I was doing, and he said, better. And I was like, really? That's wow. How bad? Like, but they didn't fire me because I was getting better. They believed in me because of what I was doing. And so that is what life is. And we step up into that and everyone around us follows that. And so the leader who gets on stage, everyone listening wants you to succeed. You need to feel that the same way that they do. And then it just happens.
This is what I love about this guy and why I feel excited about the partnership of the High Performance Life with Chime In, because I feel like this is when I, in Joe's conditioning field, and we're all in it right now, whether you're live right here or whether you're listening a year from now, it's like there's such a feeling of, oh yeah, I can do more than I thought I could. Or I can even do, I mean, it's like there's crazy things. And if we can imagine it, we can do it. So we have a few more minutes with Joe. Does anybody have a question or a comment? Cameron, since I can see your handsome self there at work. I know you've got work going on in the background, but and let me unmute you for a second if you want to just even just say hi.
Hello.
I remember he was on the last call I was on, right?
Yeah, and Cameron is heading up our podcast that will be starting in a couple of months.
Excellent.
He's doing awesome with that. Anything you want to say to Joe while I see your face, and those of you whose faces I can see, feel free to unmute yourself. And
yeah, no, I wanted to agree with his statement about pain. I think one of my favorite
quotes. Not about becoming sadistic people, right?
No. It's a quote from the book The Fault in Our Stars, and it's pain demands to be felt, and it's how you take and understand and absorb and learn from that pain. That's what's important, in my opinion. So.
That's a good one. I do like that.
Oh, I got the chills on that one.
You know, the other thing to think about, right, is in the world where, unfortunately, more people sort of go to the middle than to the extremes, if you're willing to do this, you can separate yourself and achieve greatness in a very short period of time. We would love all to be able to sort of grab onto this. Since they don't, why don't we? And it gives us, when we go back to sort of my life, and we won't do that in this moment, but I started with as little as anyone sort of could, you know? And if you had written down all the things I would accomplish when I was 22 years old to now, I would have told you out of your mind. Like, that's not possible. Thank you, Kelly.
About
like
being a part of the 245 club.
Oh, I mean, in high school, that was it. You know, like I didn't have a date until I was in college. Instead of I was like the, those on the side. And, the 235 club was the people who just left at the end of the day because you sort of were done and not part of anything. And so we can achieve greatness, and greatness is defined by sort of the impact on others, not some balance sheet or bank account. But how do we participate in this world in a better way? And I think actually we have a responsibility now with this sort of wobbliness that's going on around the world with some people who feel lost and forgotten, right, and want some hope and some pathway forward. We can do a lot for them, and we can't just sort of leave it at this moment, which says, oh, that's okay. No. We have to go step out and do something. That's why the Six Continent Challenge is the beginning of this. We call it a thread around the world, building this great tapestry of amazing people. We're all the same. We all have the same possibility and potential. And now we just have to get everyone to feel it and reach in and make that happen and have fun doing
Amen.
It too.
Hey, Mariah, I believe I just unmuted you. I know that you have been a part of Chime In from the very beginning, and actually the Dream Project Club back when she was in high school, and you've been hearing about Joe a lot lately. Is there anything you want to say or anything you want to comment on or any questions you want to ask Joe?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Hi, Joe.
Hi, Mariah.
Well, I just want to say that I feel very inspired by what you're doing, and I feel like a lot of people really appreciate it, and I'm currently in an intro to track. I joined an intro to track class at my new school in Santa Monica College. And my coach, all I could think about these past couple weeks is what she told us, which was
And her your coach is named Krista.
Oh, yeah.
Happens to be.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Coach K.
Coach K. So Krista said that success is doing your best in every given moment. So, and sometimes success looks like, or giving your best looks like just showing up. Sometimes your 100% looks like just showing up. And that really spoke to me, because sometimes there are days where there are challenges that there are things that could become very challenging to us, but it's like if we just like have mercy on ourselves and be kind to ourselves, knowing that we're doing the best we can in every moment and pushing ourselves, it's like it's really great. So thank you.
That's absolutely beautiful. I think of it this way. There's so many things you said that just resonate 100%. So I always think there's good days and great days. There's a bad moment, but never a bad day. So we can sort of accept a moment. We can be sad. That's not a bad day. You know, there are emotions that don't, this is our life, right? There is no reason that anything isn't in the category of what we want it to be. And so, yeah, showing up, if that's what we have that day, then that's 100%. I completely agree with that. I actually think, you know, this personal accountability is so important just to ourselves. You know, if we're accountable ourselves, we respect ourselves, this life gets better. And there isn't anyone, we shouldn't allow anyone, I'm sorry, to ever tell us anything different than that. Mm-hmm. Don't accept it.
By the way, for those of you who are into blogging and social media and all that, Joe started a blog 4 years ago, mm-hmm. 4 years plus, and he blogs every day. Not when it feels like it, not like 5 days a week with the weekends off, every single day. And every single day since I've been subscribing to it, it is such a shot in the arm. It's like a, oh yeah, it's a burst of this. So if you all haven't subscribed yet, I suggest that you do go to thehighperformancelife.net.
Yes, and sign up for
and
email,
go yeah. to in his Facebook page.
Page is really starting to pick up.
Yes,
and get
oh, it's
a
awesome.
Lot of momentum.
There's some really great inspiring pictures with the with his quotes on it. It's amazing. So go to Nancy Telzerow, our logistics person, our director of operations, and we call her JLG, Juicy Logistics Goddess for short. Nancy, you want to say hi? Is there anything you'd like to say?
I do. I think it sounds to me like, Joe, you have mastered commitment.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
You're not in any way an Aquarius. You're not non-committal. You are just committed. You're felt that, but there had to be a moment in your life where you were like, this is how I'm going to be. I mean, when did that all start for you? What was, do you remember a specific thing, or did you just come out of the womb like that?
Oh, well, I came out as a storyteller because I sort of have fun doing that. That's probably because at some point I liked attention, but that's not for today. So I think what happened was, you know, I got on a pathway that was defined as sort of how success would be by how others defined it. You know, married, have kids, become a partner, big firm, make money. And at 40 years old, I found that I was like in the greatest rut of my life. And I was like,
you're so successful.
Yeah, everyone thought I was. And I was like, is that it? Is it over? Like, whoa. And it scared the living daylights out of me. And then, you know, if you read the book when it comes out, we have a great story in there of a moment in a setting that woke me up. I'll leave it for the book. But it was very much a trip moment. Like, oh boy, I cannot let this be this way. And I am not going to. And then the path that I set out on was not a high kind of like conversion curve. This was over time. You know, it started with a day, it turned into another day, it turned into another mile or another book. I gave myself a lot of time to change that life that I had. I actually left that company and started with a startup and, you know, 80% reduction in my salary and total risk from, you know, thousands of people to seven. And that was when my life really, really started. Now, I still have some of those real core things. My two kids are amazing. My wife is still with me. All that stuff
amazing.
Is great, you know, but how I was living was just so unidimensional. And that was sort of the birth of the high performance life. I didn't know it, but life, learning, and fitness were coming together and conspiring to change me in this world, sort of said, you cannot stay where you are. And that's when, you know, sort of like, oh my gosh, everything started to get better.
And one thing I
don't tell us the name of the book because we have to get it now so we can hear the story.
soon, very soon. We're titled
The High Performance Life.
But the real thing is dream it, plan it, practice it, do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Dream it. Do it. I'm writing this down. Practice it.
Dream it, plan it,
Kelly.
Practice it, then do it.
Cameron.
Yes, sir.
You have to bounce back to work.
Okay. This will all be recorded.
Okay.
Cameron, thanks so much.
It was nice to meet you, Joe. Good to see everybody else.
Great. You're soon. Bye. Bye.
Thank you.
Awesome. Yeah. So the high performance life, dream it,
plan it,
practice it.
Do it.
Do it.
Yo.
Do it.
I did go to school in the Bronx, so we're good. Yo.
Well, one of the things I don't know, you're going to have to take off in a minute, but what I love especially is that you didn't, like Nancy said, did you just come out of the womb this way? No, like you came out of the womb in kind of in like the opposite way in many ways. I mean, not that you didn't have great parents and not that, I mean,
yeah, but we were sort of, you know, we were average, lower to middle income. You know, we would go out to dinner once a year. You know, you had a suit from Caldor's, if you remember that place, like Kmart kind of thing. And, you know, I mean, it was fine. You know, we went to church and we did our thing. And my father was a social worker. It was a nice life. But it wasn't reaching into the potential of what we could do.
Right.
And I think that that's really what this is all about, right? Which is that we're sitting on this immense potential inside of us. It's both spiritual, it's intellectual, it's physical. We haven't tapped into it enough. And all I want is everyone to go to the degree that they want to into it. And it will respond. I mean, this machine, this beingness is there. Use it. And then, wow, you know, that actualization will be just so stunning that you'll sort of say, like, how did I not do that before? Mm. And, you know, Kelly, you're a great example of this. I mean, oh. I'm not sure your pathway would have defined that you'd write all these books and be world-renowned on the topic of dreams and be this amazing person and inspiration to so many people. Mm. You know, I don't want to always be about me because you're just another example. We know many of them. And so same kudos to you for stepping into that, like without, you know, a guidepost and saying, I'm going to be that. And you created it. Wow.
Whew, thank you. Thank you. And whoa, that was unexpected and all free. And
all true.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Definitely out of the box. But I think I want to conclude this with reiterating one of the things that you said earlier about success. And I would say true success, because you have all the measures of success, but it all becomes like true success because it's about the measure of how much you contribute to other people.
Yeah, I mean,
and that's you do it. That like crazy. I mean,
at the end of the time we have here, I mean, the thing that we would all love for anyone to say about us is that other people's lives were better for having known you.
Yeah,
that's it. And if that's what we did, whether it's 1, 1,000, or 1,000,000, then it was worth it. And that's what we have to think about. And that's what this Triple B, that's what Chime In does. That's what we'll all do for all the people that we come in contact with on a regular basis. And we just remind ourselves of that every day. That's why we're here.
Thank you, Joe Gagnon, the author of The High Performance Life. Dream it, practice it.
Plan it.
Dream it, plan it, practice it.
Do it.
And his website is thehighperformancelife.net. His blog is every single day in your email box just for you, and on Facebook at The High Performance Life, and Instagram.
Yeah, it's actually THPL Life.
THPL Life, and Twitter too.
Yeah, that's actually The High Performance Life, I think. Right? I don't remember.
I think it is.
No, you're right. THPL Life.
Mm-hmm. So he's all over. Thank you so much for being an integral part of Chime In and giving Chime In a boost from the inside out. And we all can't wait to be there. And Glenn, we're shouting out to you too. Glenn's going to be traveling the world with Joe filming.
Yeah.
So we'll get to hear Joe on the airplane going, look at this blister. Oh my God. Where are we now? What country are we in now? And like, can I get some more peanuts, stewardess? Yes. I need a little protein, you know.
Exactly. We will all feel this thing together. And yeah, exactly. We'll love the documentary that comes out the other side. So
it'll be
a great story.
Yeah. And the preview of this, he's warming up for the 6 Continent Challenge with a marathon tomorrow.
Because, mm-hmm. you know, he doesn't do it that way, right?
Yeah, exactly. Just a little warm up marathon, LA Marathon. Holy God. Some people spend their lifetime preparing for the LA Marathon. For the one. Okay, so we wish you Godspeed. We are all with you, whether you see us physically or not. But if you feel smushed, it's because we're all smushing you.
Yeah. I'll take it.
And if you all feel like an extra boost, it's because we're all connected to this battery pack over here called Joe Gagnon. So thank you, Joe.
Thanks very much.
All right, go for it.
Nice to see you guys.
So we'll have to get out of here and into our kitchen. And we'll resume our call. So
thank you very much.
All right.
See you, Joe. Okay. That's great. You know, this person on the phone number is 661.
Yeah, I'm gonna let me see. I think I know who that is.
You.
Oopsie. Let me see. Stevie, is that you? Stevie.
Hello.
Steve Allen.
Hello.
Stevie.
Oh, Stevie.
Hi, Stevie. Hey, how are you?
Hey, guys.
Is there anything you would like to say or reflect?
No. It was terrific. It was just absolutely terrific. Welcome aboard. Just terrific. Good. All good things. Love the dialogue.
Steve, even if it was just for a minute.
What's that?
I was telling him it was good to see his face, even if...
Yeah, even if it was just for a minute. I know. Sure. We want to see more of your face.
Uh-oh. Yeah, where's your
face? Hey, hey.
Yeah. Right. Awesome, awesome. So I know that there was a few things that I wanted to talk about today that, just a presence. But Krishnam was going to present all the stuff that he's been finding out about India, but he happens to be in India right now. He's with his grandfather. And while he's there, he's checking some things out directly for himself so that he can actually meet the people and do some of the legwork. So hello, and we love you, Krishnam. And so he's, by the time he does come back this time next month, he will have a lot more concrete information to share. So just keep dreaming about being there. Keep envisioning yourselves in India. Probably this December, that's what it's looking like. Maybe January, but December we're leaning towards that. Naomi, our youth ambassador from Kenya, she wanted to be on the call today, but she happens to be co-facilitating her own leadership retreat today in Kenya. And she asked if we would all send her a big blast of love and light. So everybody take a
and
just send her some massive, massive juice, and just know that she's standing in her power. She's becoming so powerful, and she wanted us to make sure that we all knew that she listens and watches the videos, so she's been up to speed on everything we've been doing, even though she's been super busy taking on more and more leadership in her community. As is Janila. Like, these calls are really a touch base, whether you can be on this or not live. I mean, of course, I think my preference would be to see everybody's shining golden faces, but if we just get to check in with you and use these calls as a means by which we get to hear from you to find out what's going on, and that's fine, because we want you really out there in the world doing your thing. So Janila, for our youth ambassador from Colombia, is actually co-facilitating a women's retreat that's related to sustainability and a permaculture. So shout out to you also, Janila, woohoo. Okay, and what else? And Katie in Australia, I know that she has been listening to our calls. She's actually going to be meeting Joe in Australia for the very first race, just to kick off the whole thing. So Katie wanted me to presence her as well, and she may be jumping in and joining us. Mariah, while we've got you on the line, and I know you've got a few things to say, and I don't know, is there anything that you want to talk about with regards to anything that's on your heart, on your mind, in your soul?
Well, as Joe was talking, I remember when we went to the High Performance Life
workshop. Yeah.
The first quote that he put on his PowerPoint was, I don't know what I'm going to find, but it will be magical.
Yes.
And I remember that. I remember that because that totally resonated with me, because I feel like I feel like I'm spontaneous because I believe in that quote. Like, I just feel like I don't know what's going to happen today, and I don't really have a specific agenda, but I just follow like my higher power and like my intuition that always leads me to amazing people and things. And I don't know, I'm just really grateful that I listen to myself and I honor myself.
I love that, and I want to make sure that Joe gets to hear that we're talking about that quote. I think it's a cooler way of saying leap and build your wings as you go, because it sounds a little less scary. I also heard Elizabeth Gilbert, the author of Eat, Pray, Love and Committed and Big Magic, she said that she wants to go through parking lots with a big Sharpie and and change those bumper stickers to leap and the net may appear instead of the net will appear. She's like, no, not always. Sometimes the net doesn't happen and you do land on the ground and it hurts, but you're participating. But then you figure out how to pick yourself up and you keep going. She's like, I've fallen. I've taken leaps and I didn't get caught by any net and I didn't build any wings and I landed on the ground, but I got back together and I'm participating in the creative process, and the creative process doesn't guarantee anything, except you get to dance with it. And that's the gift itself. And that's the magic itself, no matter what happens. So it is risky. It's always risky. And it's not guaranteed how things turn out. But we know it will be magical if we dance. And we might get a little bruised every once in a while. And we just, you know, I don't know, put a little makeup on it or accentuate it or have a contest who's got the bigger bruises. And the person with the bigger bruises wins.
Absolutely.
Nancy, I
also love.
Go ahead, Mariah, and then Nancy.
Okay. I also love when he mentioned about, when he mentioned resistance, because when I think of, I don't know why, but when I think of resistance, I think of gratitude, because gratitude to me is like acceptance of things that we can't change, and accepting things that we can't change, but know that we have our own preference, and sometimes it doesn't go, things don't go the way that we want it to. So I agree with him when he says that, you know, there's a gift in there's a gift in that. There's a gift in the resistance and in trying to look at it as a way, as a learning opportunity for growth.
Right. Yeah. Well, this is, you know, we're on the hero's journey, this is, you know, we're going to talk about them sort of out of order, but resistance is what comes up next, because we get the call to adventure, and then, oh wait, there's the ordinary life, then the call to adventure, which is what we've been exploring lately. But usually what comes hand in hand with the call is, I can't do that, or who am I, or this is crazy, or I need a guarantee that it's going to work out, and I don't get one. There's forever, like Nancy, I just asked her if she wanted to join Dana and I in Teotihuacan, Mexico. And, what did she say?
Yes. she always asks me to do these things. And then I just say, yes, I never know what the thing is. I don't know anything about it. And I can't pronounce that city, but I'm working on it. But beyond that, like, I didn't know. And I just say yes blindly. And the thing is I do think something magical will come from it, because it keeps happening. It happened with the first time with Guatemala. It happened with Colombia and Guatemala. It happened with Paris. Every time I go out of the country with them,
something happens. It's so magical.
There's some truth to that. But I think I've got a grip on the whole, I'm just going to do this leap thing, and what happens, happens. Because especially in this area, and I think, for me, it might have to do with trust, because I have an ultimate trust. And so if, you know, I almost think like when you go on those reality TV shows, you totally think, well, nothing's going to happen to them. There's producers there. There's, you know, well, I feel like that when I join in on one of these events. Like, you know, what could happen? We're all doing this together. We've planned this, so we're fine. And I have this ultimate trust. And it makes me say yes to everything.
I love that about you, Nancy. It's so great. So the resistance though, I think, you know, there's like little things that show up. Like, wait, you know, I don't know. Who knows what those things are? And sometimes you don't know. Like Joe, somebody was asking him regarding an interview that he was doing. They were saying, it seems like part of your hero's journey, like there, I don't see any resistance. Like this is a huge thing that you're taking on, but where's the drama? And he's like, it's like he's covering his bases in pre-production, so things will go as smoothly as possible. Like my friend Steve Allen says, control your controllables. And so he's doing that, like all the things that are in his domain to handle, he's handling them. And once they're on the plane, and once they're out in Brazil and in Australia and England and all over the place, I mean, there's going to be weather. There might be a flight delay. There might be a luggage oops, or like a who knows. But you address those things when you get there. And if your yes is big enough, then you keep finding your way around it, and you keep finding your way. So to me, there's probably, at least in my world right now, there's almost nothing more important than finding as many tools to put in our toolbox to address resistance as possible. And one of those ways is to is to do the pre-production, is to control the controllables. Thank you, Steve Allen. And to have our yes be big enough, and to trust big enough, and then just to get used to saying yes to the right things, and to know, you know, we have to know ourselves. We can't say yes to every single thing that comes down the pike. We can't dance with every single person that asks us to dance at the dance. How do you know what to say yes to? You know, that's something that we have to figure out. But when we do say yes, then we jump in and we commit, even when it's not a easy and fun flowed moment. What's that, Nancy?
I don't know. I mean, lately my resistance is getting less and less and less. I think I'm like crazy.
That's great.
But it happens with other things.
Sometimes
it creeps in. Just lately, I think, especially with the out of the country stuff.
So here's, I think what you just said is interesting, because I think if you refine your decision maker, like, you know what's important to you, when those things come through, you say yes to those things and you don't get so overwhelmed. But so it's about knowing yourself and doing enough self-reflection to know what matters most, so it becomes a little bit easier. So that's part of it. There's a few little announcements that I want to make, and then we can start to wrap this call up. One of the things I want to announce is, so for those of you who are going to be listening later, I think everybody who's on the call right now knows Susan Johnson is a part of our community forever, and she loves us. However, she's not been able to continue her role as the director of operations, and we thank her for her amazing service, and she's dedicating most of her time to her, all the other work that she's doing, and she's doing great service, and she's still going to continue to be a part of the Guatemala. It seems like I think her and her family want to continue to spearhead doing the work with Techo every year in Guatemala, which is awesome. So that will also be going on, but we just want to officially know that Nancy is our director of operations. So if you have any questions that are operations oriented, like anything that has to do with a detail, anything that has to do with a dot and I, cross a T, what's the number for this, or what's the timing for this, Nancy is your girl. I can also help, but I'm not to be trusted with those things on my own. I can do pretty well, but Nancy is my other brain, and she handles those things really well. So yay, Nancy.
Oh, thank you.
And a big love to Susan Johnson for all that she brought and continues to, and will also bring. And I know that Nancy had a great idea about...
And I have a song.
Oh, okay. So why don't you tell them what your idea is that we want to do for every call going forward?
Well, I just think for our calls, we should sometimes have a little bit of fun. Not that they aren't, but, you know, an additional fun. And I would like to call it like the Music Minute. And it's where each week somebody brings a piece of music that we all listen to. We can dance and sing or whatever, but just enjoy a song together at the end of the call.
I love that. So Nancy's going to do that in a few minutes, as that'll be like part of how we'll do our I'm the Change, You're the Change, blah, blah, blah. And then you'll tell us what the song is, and we'll rock out as we party hardy.
I hope it goes fast, because I might have a long intro, but when you hear what it's about, you're going to get the point. Okay.
Oh, I'm so excited. Okay, so that means maybe Mariah will, since you are with us right now, you'll be the person. And I know you have quite a playlist of songs that are inspiring to you.
Yeah. So
think about that next time. And you too, Steve Allen. Yeah, and everyone who's listening. And I know I've been talking about wanting to do some nonviolent communication work with you all, and I want to focus more on that on our next call. So we have calls every two weeks. We do the first Wednesday of every month, except if you're Katie, that would be a Thursday because she's so many hours ahead. But the first Wednesday of every month, and then the third Saturday of every month. So our next call will be April 1st? April Fool's Day. Now, what day of the week is that, Nancy?
Well, let's see.
It would be the first Wednesday.
The first Wednesday is, it looks like it's April 5th.
Okay, good. Phew, we'll be back from Mexico.
Yeah.
So that's when it will be. So, Mariah, that's going to be your music day. And we will talk Yay. About nonviolent communication then. And I think that's it. We should hopefully hear something by Krishnan by then. So we'll have some more information about India. If you haven't yet read the recommended reading books, I highly recommend, since we're going to be focusing a lot on all the different tools in the toolbox to move past resistance, read The War of Art. Read The War of Art. You will love me for this. I wished I had read it 50 years ago. Wait, I'm not even 50. What am I talking
about? Yeah, what are you talking
about? I wish I had read it in my past life. I mean, when I was like 25 in my past life. Okay.
There you go.
So I think that's it. Nancy, is there anything I'm missing?
No, I think you covered it.
Steve Allen, is there anything you would like to say? We haven't had a chance to hear you or see you in quite a while, and it's a blessing to have you on as one of the founding members of Chime In.
Sure. Congratulations, Nancy. And I have a sore throat, so I'm sort of being a little quiet. But congratulations, Nancy. We couldn't,
We know what you meant to say. we couldn't have a more awesome, juicy logistics goddess, Stevie. We lost your audio for a second, but we know what you meant to say.
I can feel that. Thank you, Steve.
Thank you, Steve Allen. When your throat feels better, we want to bring you on for more, and maybe more media training as well, because we want to have as much of that as possible.
And we missed you when you're not around. So I'm glad you're here.
Yes. Hey, I love your follow-up calls. Listening to them, it's nice. Really nice. Nice touch.
Thank you. And Mariah, anything that you feel like, oh, Mrs. Giggle, she's the giggle machine. So I'd love to encourage people to participate on our Chime In Facebook page. I just posted a really cool link. Actually, Joe sent it to me about a river in Africa being granted the same rights as same human rights that apply to a person being granted to this river that had been the source of all kinds of war and controversy and anguish, it's amazing. So if you find a really cool article or even a song that inspires you, post it on our Facebook page and share it if it's something that inspires you. It's the Change Is Me International is our Facebook page.
And I think if it doesn't have like a rating on it, those ones that are, guidance or whatever, it was because we're trying to have that.
Yes. Yeah. And stay away from X-rated things and things that are, we're keeping it kind of like professional.
Yeah.
Professional. That. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. And so Mariah, is there anything that you would like to share before we get to rock out to Nancy's song?
I just want to say that I'm no longer the social media correspondent person, and I'm actually going to take up the role of being a mentor for the youth ambassadors.
Great.
So, but I am committed to posting on the Facebook, on our Facebook Chime In page.
Yay.
So if you guys do have any videos or things you want me to post, you could just send it to me and I could go ahead and post it for everybody.
Awesome. Great. Great.
Yeah, we'll make sure they know that.
Yeah. Thank you, Mariah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. So
Steve.
Yay. And so I think that wraps up our call for this week. Mm-hmm. And so Nancy, why don't you tell us a little bit about the song?
It's from one of our favorite groups. This song is one of the locations where Joe will be running. So,
and then,
Brazil, can you hear it?
Everybody dance. Unmute yourself.
It starts off slow, but pretty soon you're going to be meringuing all over your living room.
Look at my fingers are meringuing.
That's right. Can you hear it? Okay, here it goes.
Here we go.
Oh, Lord. Keep going, honey. You Interpretive Dance by Kelly. Okay. It'll get faster. Hold on. Here we go. It's the big build. We're losing our whole mind. I'm sorry, there's such a slow. It needs to really get to the Brazil part.
For the love of God.
See how much fun it is. Oh, God. I can't forward her. She will return to old Brazil. Here we go. Here we go. Okay, now dance. And you see, we're all in Brazil. We're with Joe. We're feeling the love, everybody. Kelly's doing all the good dance moves. I will mouth the words. No. Anyway, the point is.
Okay. I think this is great. So as we're doing that, let's all point at ourselves and say, I am the change.
I am the change.
And point at someone else and say, you are the change.
You are the change.
Point around the room and around the world and say, we are the change.
We are the change.
Now go be the change and turn up that music. Yay. And dance it out.
Change. See you later.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
Peace out. Okay, all of Brazil, baby.
I love you, Dancing. That was great. Until we meet again.